Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. Baby, what you wanna do? Shoot your shot, cause I'm bulletproof. Load it up and do-do-do. Baby, what you wanna do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. This type shit have you island. Last minute shit to the island. Drip, drip, drip when you're sliding. Dip, 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 baby, ride in. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Baking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride. Fucking a girl like oopsie daisy. Ain't no ifs and buts, maybe. Don't be laid up in that shit like you lazy. I need you to roll up in that shit like you skating. Baby, ain't a hold up on that shit, I hate waiting. Do, 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 do. Shoot your shot, I'm impatient. This type shit had you island. Last minute shit to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Flip, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Taking up a cake for you. Like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me your wild side, boy. Know it's been a while, boy. I wanna get wild. Oh yeah, you know you right on time. Baby, bring it to me how I like. No, I need it more than just one time, two times.
Down on the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my dick and I want it now. Ow. Tell me how you want it. Put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet. I could do it all. I could probably suck a watermelon to a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this smooth glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie. Drop this pussy down low like bombs to wave. Boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink toes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see this shit in person, believe me.
We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it.
You ready?
so explicit. Oh,
you've been saying all night long that you couldn't wait to get me all alone. What you gon' do to me? Don't talk about it, see your body. Let me see, let me see, let me see. Girl, I can't wait to get you home. Talk a good game, man. Come on, hollering about what you gon' do to me. Quit talking about it, see your body. Let me see, let me see, let me see.
I've been anticipating what you would do to me. What you gon' do to me?
Lamborghinis, fast whips. She down to ride and deserves a boss who down to provide. We run the streets but on G5s. I'm talking fly. Boots and blue jeans, Cartier, newer rings. You with a big boy, so we do the big things. Had the valet parking, Chanel hoodie on. Looking like Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman on wanted. She on my wanted poster, so rocking my mimosa. I'm balling like LeBron, we shopping in Milan. The 458 Ferrari, I park it on the lawn. I let her meet my tongue, she blew up like a bomb. The sex is so explosive, her stuff is supersonic. She my new addiction, I swear I'm through with chronic. Rosé and Usher Raymond, girl, we the hottest. Rocking the most ice, I say we the hottest.
You've been saying all night long.
Every minute worth it, baby. This for Ursha, baby.
I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Every time your pretty lips leave me so inspired.
think that she a winner. She could be a keeper, cause she's such a good
girl.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true.
Yeah.
Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Yeah. funny little mama, but you can say I'm on duty.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a cutie, a real big old ghetto booty. I really like your kitty cat, and if you let me touch her, I know you're not a bluffer. I'll take you to go see Usher.
Yeah,
I keep a couple hoes like Santa. I keep a vixen, got that dasher, dancer, prancer, dixon. I'll make your bed on her blicker. I'm hot as 10, 100 degrees. A lot of bread, no sesame seeds. If I'm in your city, I'm signing them to your biddies.
Yeah.
I'm plotting on how I can take Cassie away from Diddy. The girls when I'm a notch, yeah, they weather than the rain.
Usher puts me in, everybody loves raining. If you fucking with me, really fucking
with me, you go get some girls in.
Welcome you to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I am joined tonight by my co-host, La Pearl La Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
Hey, Diva, I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing. That's all I can say. I'm doing.
I know that's right. Ooh, child, this show is going to be, I got a feeling it's going to be hot tonight, but let's finish making the introduction to the show.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Erotic Love Zone on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Lengths. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my raw links on, Diva. You got yours on?
Absolutely, my Diva.
Speaking of raw links, ladies and gentlemen, have to send out a big shout out to, he is not only a very good friend of mine, not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO and creator of those beautiful things that we speak of, these precious gemstones and metals and even wood, raw links. And you can acquire them on Amazon and on Facebook at Raw Links Be Raw at Facebook.com. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And y'all, come on, press that one. Don't be afraid to engage us. And the person that I also was speaking of is none other than For Real the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. Arthur Larry Maddox. Yes. This show, this topic, Diva, my goodness.
Sexual.
Ooh, I got one. I do have one. Do you have one?
I do. Oh, well, I did.
You did? Well, you take it away, because I want to hear about it. Tell us just a little bit about it.
I'm going to, let's start with a little background. First of all, I was an extrovert until around college. And then, you know, I just started reading about stuff, and you're like, ooh, I want to do that, and then I want to do that. And then you get married, and you're like, ooh, they're not doing that. So then by the time you get out of the marriage thing, you're like, I still want to do that. And then once you get into another relationship and then the monogamous relationship, you know, it all goes to hell. So, but, you know, I have had some tick marks off that list. So, okay. You know, there might be more to come. You never know.
Okay.
But what about you, Diva?
Me? You know what? I've always been a naughty girl inside. But like you, I was very introverted, very inhibited. And it was out of being, how can I say it? Just not really knowing. I mean, I had the pictures in my mind. I had the ideas, but just not being experienced at all. I had a side that I wanted to come out, but it just didn't. Now, that was in my young years, but as I got into my adulthood, pretty much like after I had my kids, you know, they'll never know anything about it.
Right.
You know, but yeah, after I got married, I pretty much explored it when, and I hate to say it, I separated from my husband. We had a good year of separation. And at that time, I just knew that my marriage was done, and I got a little wild, you know, and I had fun with it. I don't have no regrets about it because it helped me to learn about myself, for one, you know. Should I mention what was on my sexual, or what is on my sexual bucket list? I still have one. I still haven't done everything on it. No, I have not. How's it going tonight? What do we say? I haven't fulfilled my whole list. There are still certain things that I would like to do that I haven't experienced. And I don't really think that they're, like, wild. It's just something that I haven't done that I've always wanted to do. And I have to apologize, Diva. I can't find my piece that I wrote for tonight. I don't know. I'm having technical issues with these devices, and it's been like that for a couple of weeks now. I don't know what's going on, and I haven't gotten to an IT guy yet to fix it. So y'all going to get something a little bit old from me, but it's still
Diva. Well, Diva, yeah. But let me ask you a question. Are you still sexually liberal? I mean, do you have any inhibitions up to this day? Or are you willing to try anything just once? Okay.
Not anything, because there's some crazy shit going on out there. It's just certain things I will not do. Okay, I just find that it's not much that I find gross, but certain things I'm gonna use the term that they use called being snowed on. I don't know if you know or if you heard that term before. You know what that means? Okay,
That's a hell of no. You're right. That's a hell of no.
Yeah. That is at the top of my list right there. I don't mind being spanked, but you ain't gonna whip me real hard. You know what I'm saying? I have limits to certain things. I like pain, but there's some people that take
that
it too far. Okay, yeah. I'm into a lot of stuff, but yeah, I do have limits, and look, it depends. If you talk to me nice, we might go somewhere with it.
Oh, all right now. Well, now, Diva, it's you know, I'm intrigued. I'm not gonna lie, I'm intrigued. How about you kick it off for us tonight?
Okay. All right. Well, this one, like I said, I got to give y'all an older piece, but I do hope you enjoy it just the same.
Well, that's not a problem. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called If My Bed Could Talk. I've owned 4 beds in my lifetime, but I'll give you a story of one. My bed could talk. It would talk about nights of touching myself and tasting the essence of remnants of our mixture off my fingers, shifting my body to the cooler side just to roll back over, allowing the warmth of that spot to falsify the warmth of his body, from me being impatient and longing for him to come home. Because of his promises in the dark kept by daytime rituals of eye contact, passion contained soft kisses and gentle brushes of skin. How I play till I come. If my bed could talk, it would tell of secret rendezvous of nights. The moonlight would have a menage a trois with our bodies bare. How it would dance across my skin, highlighting spots to entrances within that only his lips and hands had already been. Renewing his nature to rise and revisit over and over and over again. My bed could talk. It would talk of a conversation between the sheets, about the overindulgence of levels of scents and the savoring flavors of taste, of mouth-watering mouthfuls of sweet and sour releases, and salted tears of passion to overwhelmment from that carnal lust fulfillment. Eye gazing while heart riding and cabin stabbing. Ooh, the stories it would tell. Stories that held the secret formula of just how sloshy, how juicy, how wet an orifice can be made and get when properly stimulated. My touching, kissing, sucking, deep-throating, swallowing, and fuck. Stories told would be of beautiful, sweet nothings whispered in the ears, finger-licking, and endless squirting, so divine, unless that's it.
Diva, I'm telling you.
I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Look, I know I did. Finger licking in the sky, the skiing. Okay, you know what? I'm going to be quiet. So I incriminate my food.
You ever taste, you ever, that. You know, you ever, hey, you ever lick your fingers and savor the flavor of the remnants of you and him combined? The taste of it afterwards.
Absolutely. Girl, all the time.
And nothing like it.
You're right about that. And you're so right about that.
Woo. But I'm glad you enjoyed that, Diva. Now, what we've been waiting for. Can we hear what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because we know you brought All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. My sexual bucket list wasn't lengthy, but now that I'm monogamous, I can't fulfill all that was. Back then, I wanted to be in the middle and being watched, and then being sexed in a swing, and realize that could become a thing. I wanted to be taken on a balcony, feeling so free in my nakedness, getting bent over or in a chair, my moans floating in the air. I had some things checked off, like seeing people having sex up close, my bestie sucking her lover's dick until he comes thick in her mouth. They both liked going down south. I had sex in the car, at the park, all in the storm, wearing lingerie outside under my coat. Y'all with me so far? At one time, I wanted to participate in an orgy, but not anymore. That life is no longer me. Yet, I realized I can compose another list, even though there were some things I missed, because my man is adventurous, sexy, and downright dangerous like me. So as I spit this piece, I'm thinking about all the things we can do. This man hasn't a clue, because I know how to make him spew, undulating my hips to stroke it and get all that sweet, sticky goo. And that's that piece.
Oh, yeah, all that sweet, sticky, icky. Yummy goo. Girl.
I know. You know what? Listen, I was getting all worked up. I said, I was all tongue-tied and trying to spit it. I'm like, whoa.
You know what? I have done that. I've done that. Just, you know, penning what's in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
exactly.
You ever wrote something and it was so good that you had to stop writing for a second and gather
mm-hmm.
yourself?
Yeah,
girl,
absolutely. This woman.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. That was delicious.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
Well, Diva.
I just got to chill.
Well, are you ready to open these mics? Because I'm very curious to see who's fulfilled their sexual bucket list, if they have one.
I'm ready, and guess what? I'm glad I'm not responsible for opening them up tonight. It's all on you, Diva.
Ooh, oh, dang. Well, in that case, let's open up the mic to Poetic.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Poetic. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
Hey, 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 Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Adrian.
Boy.
Oh, Lord.
Hey,
Ben.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Interesting, interesting topic, interesting pieces. How y'all doing tonight?
We don't.
I'm doing.
Wait a minute, child. I'm not hosting tonight. She is. You have to talk to her about him. I'm sorry. I mean, can we
Kalinda,
borrow
Kalinda
him
bitch.
For a few minutes?
I'm
not her. I'll follow.
What you doing with Kalinda?
No, I ain't got. Wait, hold on. I don't have nothing to do with that color. Okay, that's something that y'all discuss. She says she got the red beret in her hair. Now, I'm going to tell that means. Okay.
By the end of the evening, her hair is going to be out in a ponytail.
Lord.
All right now. Hey, look, the Louboutin she's
saying.
Wearing, too.
I'm just saying.
Come on now.
I'm just saying.
Come on now.
Lord.
She got those Louboutins on, Van.
Lord.
And
not
she
the
got
red,
a special bro. Raw links on, too.
Y'all be nice.
Oh, girl, stop it. Stop. Now while I'm on air, girl, I'm not going to play with your beads while I'm on air. Stop.
Ooh. Hey, Van. Poetic.
Hey, honey.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Does she have waist beads on?
She does. But, you know, wonderful thing about waist beads is if you touch certain areas just right and the energy that's trapped inside of them has to release and they'll just break. Just
oh, my
God.
Oh, my.
Lord.
No way.
I replaced plenty of her waist beads already. It's okay. It's okay.
Damn.
All right. Wow.
I can't. Oh, Lord, I'm going to say it. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Come on back. Yeah, we're back. And we're back.
Yeah. So, Poetic.
Hey. Yes.
We want to know, have you fulfilled your sexual bucket list, if you have one?
You know, I'm going to answer that question just by simply saying no.
Mm-hmm.
My peace will answer a lot of it, but there's no way in hell that I have fulfilled my sexual bucket list. Because I haven't touched you yet, or you, or you, or you.
No.
So
I'm
going to
just mute myself.
Well, whenever you're ready, sir, I think I'm intrigued enough, and I'd like to hear it, and I'm sure everybody else would, too.
Absolutely. I've asked myself the question, have I done everything on my sexual bucket list? Yeah, that question. I knew you'd ask me. So think to yourself intimately, have I had the chance or opportunity to taste you? Yes, you. If that answer was no, then there you go. Now tell me, when will I taste the suppleness of your skin's secreted goodness, or kiss the power of your lips as my fingertips cruise their way through your hair or your locks, sending electromagnetic waves that tingle your erogenous zone down to your socks? Maybe I get to play with your clitoris until you beg me for you to sit on this. My sexual bucket list is full of new ideas since the moment I met you. It's true. I've done some things. Just not with you. Or you. Or you. But I have reserved some things. Just for you. And you. Clean slate. Just so I can lick you like my dinner plate. Tell your thoughts I want to lick them too. Because erotically, I want their dreams to come true. Hold hostage your wet eruption as I make you get so close, just close enough to cause mental stimulation. Way before I give you hard penetration. Oh, you'd like a demonstration. I tell you what. Close your eyes. Give me your hand. You feel that beat in my chest? And imagine that same pulsating beat rhythmically between your thighs, generating blissful heat. Come here. Come here. Sit right here and don't move. Let's just enjoy the moments of our naked flesh. Don't move. Can you feel my sexual bucket list burning inside you, waiting for our climax? We should make it reality and not a wish. From the mind of Poetic.
Oh.
Wow. Well.
Go ahead, Diva.
I could be pulsating on a given time. Woo. That was very erotic, and it was delicious, delectable, all that good stuff, all wrapped up into one.
Thank you.
And Poetic, you already know. Ooh, that was hot.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Lord.
Diva, what you got for him?
You know, I'll be catching certain lines and writing them down. Skin secreted goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Lick you like my dinner plate.
Yes.
Yes.
You said wet something. I got lost because I heard rhythmically between your thighs. I mean, damn. It's true. Oh, Lord. You going to play in my lock? God damn.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
Lock or hair. I was like, whoo.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I didn't leave anyone out.
Look, I almost slid off the side of my bed. Lord have mercy. I feel what? Mm. Lord, that was delicious. I mean, yeah, I got to calm myself down. You're on a certain kind of way. That was
well,
good.
This happens
good.
This happens every week, Diva. Mm. Why should this week not be any different? Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Wait a minute. Hold on. Kalinda, please give me one more minute with your man. One more minute.
Oh.
Poetic, would you mind if we called you, you know, brought you back in a little bit later to give us the rundown for Epiphany?
I don't mind at all. I mean, she's got my favorite drink poured. She's waiting for me.
Yeah, all right now.
Absolutely.
Poetic though, please make sure those Louboutins stay on, okay? Just for a little while longer.
Child, I'm like trying to snatch a steak from a hungry lion. You crazy as hell.
I can't make no promises because it's okay for people to watch. They might learn something.
Oh.
I mean, they watch.
Oh, damn. Well,
are y'all like
good point. Well,
all right.
Let me see you in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
One love, Mark. Pleasure.
One love, mine. All that, Diva. Look, I just say, who thought of this topic? Never mind. I'm just gonna move on. Oh wow. Diva, next on the mic, we're jumping from a poetic to Mr. Automatic Chasmatic. Hey, Otto, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you doing?
Yeah, let's come back.
Okay.
All right.
All righty then. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, hey. Oh, we got ourselves our Brother O on the line.
All
hey,
right.
Brother O, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
How you doing, sisters? I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. I gotta say something, Diva. I gotta say something. If you was not here, I don't know if you was here that time. I think it was on a Tuesday night. I heard a side of Brother O that I did.
Amen.
You know what? You would not believe that this side of him existed. So I am anxious.
Oh, yes, I did hear him.
You heard him? You know what?
I
don't know if that was a doppelganger, whether it was somebody else that came in, but honey. You know what? In my mind, you had always been sweet little brother. But I done snatched that away from you because you done showed a side that. I mean, I know you're a man, but my goodness.
I had to end up fanning myself a little bit after that presentation. All right now, brother.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, please do.
Brother have you fulfilled everything on your sexual bucket list, if you indeed have one?
No, not even close.
Not even close.
Wow.
Well, I know you're going to tell us about it.
Yeah, being in this hospital for over a year just rises up those desires tenfold. And when I get out of here, I'm going to let it fulfill my sexual desires like being,
okay.
You know, dating multiple companions every single day of the week.
All right, now, you know what? Don't be hurting nobody and causing no damage out there now.
No, I was just kidding, you know. No.
We're going to see it toughen your victims.
No, not like that.
They going to be on that show, Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Yeah, I don't want to be on that show. No, I can't do it.
I hear you. Well, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight, and let me prepare myself. I got to take a sip.
Hold on,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go mm-hmm. too deep into it, but this poem is called, I Got a Thing for Full Figure Sisters.
Oh, fucking now. Well, I'll tell you what, Brother O, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
No offense to you, to all of my dear slender sisters out there. I truly love and respect you dearly. However, my dating preference happens to be with a full-figured sister because I got a strong attraction to her. See, a full-figured sister is well put together in all the right places, from her natural curves and natural beauty and the luxuries and vivacious body that I just want to touch. She's perfectly constructed as a work of art built as a natural brick house. No, she's not F-A-T like rerun from What's Happening. She's P-H-A-T like a plus size model strutting the stuff on the runway. When I see it, I'll be like, Lord have mercy. She's not to be treated as a sexual trophy. She be treated like a lady who walks in the footsteps of royalty. She full-figured sisters just as beautiful, just as sexy, just as smart and intelligent, and just as independent as their slender counterparts are. See, I got a thing for full-figured sisters because I have nothing but unconditional love for them all, ranging in all skin tones, ranging from French vanilla, coconut, or caramel brown, to dark chalk, ranging from sisters in their 20s and 30s, sisters in their fabulous 40s, and the mature cougars in their early 50s, ranging from short to tall, representing all 12 zodiac signs and representing all occupations and walks of life. See, I got a thing for full-figure sisters because I got strong attractions to them. You see, she's my blanket and my source of warmth in the winter and my shadows in the summer. She's my pushing and my natural cushion when we may love. She's my natural breath of fresh air and the sunshine that brightens up my life. She's my ride or die female and the virtuous woman stands firm beside me. She's my angel of protection from these scandalous women try to divert my attention. She's my inspiration that drives me to succeed and my cheerleader motivates me to overcome obstacles. She's my source of unspeakable joy, love, and happiness and satisfaction. And she's my source of comfort and shoulder to cry on. See, I got a thing for full-figure sisters, because these sisters turn me on at first sight. She's got my heart skipping beats. She's got my eyes wide open. She gives me goosebumps. She's got my ears perked up like a dog waiting for his favorite treat. She's got me in a haze and walk around the day. She wants me to recite those classic old-school love songs and play them while we're in romantic mood. She gets me inside like a young man hit by the love bug. She causes my knees to buckle and my legs to stumble. She causes my manhood to rise and stand in full attention. She causes me to say, oh, my God, while making my best efforts not to pass out or faint when she approaches me. See, I got a thing for full-figured sisters because they're my ideal match. Queen, and I'm the king. She's the support system, and I'm the strong foundation. She's the woman who's my perfect complement. She's the decision-maker, and I'm the provider and protector. She's my appetizer, and I'm a main course along with delectable desserts. See, I got a thing for full-figure sisters, They satisfy all of my needs. Finally, all of my needs, romantically and sexually. She sets my soul on fire. My private stripper gives me lap dancing to arouse me and bring out that freak in me that's been waiting to get loose. She mesmerizes me with her kisses from her juicy and luscious lips. She stimulates me with a seductive conversation and whispering those sweet nothings in my ear and touching all of my senses. She's my romantic partner and my porn star all wrapped in one woman. And she's got the keys to her heart and soul. And she, most definitely, knows how to make Brother O feel so good and satisfy his sexual desires. That's that piece.
All right, now, you got a thang for full figure women. I hear that, Brother O. That was awesome, man. Like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
I liked it. It wasn't erotic. It wasn't erotic, piece, but I love the fact that you did, you know,
I'm more romantic, Danielle. It was one of my romantic pieces.
It was. It was very romantic, and I love it when a man appreciates a full figure woman. Myself and my co-host being full figure women, you know, it's a good thing. Not a bad thing, trust me. I was expecting to hear the naughty side in you, you know, because this is erotic love song, but I'll take that. I'll take that right. Romance.
Yeah.
You know, that was good. That was real good. And I really think it was a beautiful piece, you know, because when you
absolutely.
Do your pieces, you have
to write more exotic pieces. I have to write more of them.
Again, if you're going to be calling into the erotic love zone, you got to bring it. Now that we know that you can do it, ain't no running from it now. Ain't no running from it now. Okay? Write some more. Don't be teasing us on one show and then come in here and breadcrumb us on this show.
I got it.
Because I'm going to get you. I ain't playing with it.
But
that was a beautiful piece, man. I love that, brother. Oh, it was really, really a beautiful piece. And if you would, can you post that on the event page, please? Because we people need to see that. They really need to read that.
Yeah. I have to find it, though.
Okay.
I have to find it. It's in my notes somewhere. It's in my activity log. I have to find it, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, cool. That's what's up.
Thank God for having me.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Brother O. We're going to lead you into the lovely lounge and with Poetic over there and the bartender, Alinda. So one love,
thank
one
you.
Mic, my brother. And thank you so much.
One love, one mic.
All right, Diva. Ready for a station identification?
I am.
All right.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Ooh-wee. And the subject tonight is, have you fulfilled your sexual bucket list, if you have one? So listen. The dollar number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press that one because we're curious to find out. So, Diva, are you ready for the next call?
I am.
All right. It's our Canadian Diva, Lady A. Hey, Diva, how are you?
Welcome. Hey,
how are you? Hi.
Hey,
I'm trying to scratch out a piece for you tonight. I haven't got it quite finished, so I'll have to read another one, but maybe I'll save this till next time, but it's turning out pretty good.
Well, depending on how the time goes, you might have time to come back and do that piece, you know, for us. But before we get started, I have to say I love the new profile pic. I really, really do. That's yes.
Thank you.
Good.
Very much.
Yes.
Are you on my Facebook? Oh, yeah, on Facebook, right? Yeah, with my glasses on, yeah.
Yeah, well, that looks good. It looks really, really good, girl. All right.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the question tonight you girls are up to? Just some mischief, I see.
Always, yeah. Always. It's the Erotic Love Zone. You know we always up to some mischief.
Absolutely.
Question of the evening is, have you fulfilled everything on your sexual bucket list, if you in fact have one?
Absolutely not. Oh, man, not even close, no.
Okay.
Maybe I'll tell you a story, but no, I don't know what it is. I think I don't know if it's the cold. They all get shriveled up. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Have you done anything on it?
I'm going to put it this way. And that's what I was writing about, how I learned about it. Because I had no clue whatsoever how things worked at all when I was younger, and until I met this man who was 19, he was 32, and that's what I'm writing about, and it's not quite finished, and after that, I had a couple of partners after that, and I had to teach them, which... It's been a bit of a drag, you know? So I dreamed of being taught, like somebody in control and having, you know, everything all in the right place as far as emotions go and safety and all that sort of stuff, and just allow myself to be taught, and I've never had that. Oh, so, yeah.
All right.
Sad story, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have all kinds of visions in my mind, but I mean...
a long way to go.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's things that I'm not interested in. There's, you know, that... Mm-hmm. I mean, it has that, but as far as, you know, sexual freedom and... you know, being a woman and playful and all that sort of stuff, I find that I'm still very, let's just say I feel that the sexual part of me is very much alive. And, And I think God got it wrong, though, because... you know, guys get their sexual peak, you know, when they're in their, late teens, early 20s, maybe 30s, and then everything falls off. And women get their sexual peak, you know, after they're 40. Like, that's not fair.
Well,
you know what? I wouldn't so much say that God got it wrong. I just say, what I always say is God got jokes. That's what I
thought. Oh, okay, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but you can come across, you know, I found with talking to different men, now I haven't, you know, I ain't had no action, but talking, just having a basic conversation with men that are close to my age or that are my age. They're, some of them are in really, really good shape, and they still are very, you know, they got some things going on. I mean, and these are men that are I'm associated with through my through other associates, female associates, and I, you know, we girls, we talk, you know, and I done heard some good things. I done heard some bad things, some sad things, but I done heard some good things about some of these men that are up there in the same age bracket. So, I mean, I think it depends on, well, what is it that Mae West used to say? She says, it isn't the men in my life, it's the life of my men. So I think that has a lot to do with it. Yeah. You know,
it is what it is.
All is not lost.
I have a vivid imagination. I mean, I know, you know, what would be fun and what I'd like to experience and everything. And I've been able to help some young women along the way, you know, when I was in nursing school. I think I told you that story once a long time ago. But I think that, I don't know. I think that there's, I don't want to insult anybody, but I think the caliber of, maybe I'm in the wrong, I don't know, like the caliber of men who are interested in pleasing women are very, it's a very thin crowd. Because, you know, talking to my friends, I see that, you know, I figure that if he's going to have, and I mean, these are women, some of my friends, like one friend of mine was like, she's 37 before she had her first orgasm. And I figure that if they're going to have an orgasm, I bloody well will have one too. And I don't, you'll have to just do what you have to do to get me there.
Okay. You know
right,
what?
Right.
The majority of women, there is a very, very large majority of women that must be stimulated a certain way. Most women don't have an orgasm through the intercourse. It's outward stimulation that we get.
Yeah.
It. But that, dear, this discussion is for a whole other show, honey. We ain't going to get into all of that because I got a lot to say about that. I know, trust me, because I know my body.
I'll look forward to that.
That's another show. That's another show, right?
Yeah. What we going to do, because we know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight, is let you go ahead and get into your piece. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, I wish I had to finish that, but I've read this before, but maybe you might not remember it, but it's called Beautifully Female. Nestled in the folds of silken pink, she sits, moist and sweet like nectar drips. Passion hungers, craves. Her female scent escapes like perfume in the air. Pleasure and lust embrace. She yearns to be devoured, temptress of the night, longing for that one to match her appetite. Exposed, she begs, implores, come dine on my delights. She stands up to be seen. His tongue finds her tonight. In peace.
Wait a minute. Can we get hold on? Wait a minute. You was building me up, and then bam! What happened? Wait a minute.
I know, right? I was just totally like, what?
You know, came in here, Jesus. I ain't used to that from you, lady. Hey, now, I mean, it was good, but I was just starting to salivate. Shit.
I know, right?
It ain't even getting.
I know, I don't.
It's pouring in my mouth and run down yet. I want to slurp.
Oh my god!
Elegant. Can we wait? But can I hear that last line again, please?
But see, now you have to envision what I'm saying in this piece, because it's all what's who's talking here, and who's hiding in the, is the clitoris. That's mm-hmm. who's talking. Nestled in the folds of silken pink, she sits, moist and sweet wow. like nectar. It's like the metaphor for the clitoris. The whole
yeah,
bowl.
I see that on a shirt.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I like that.
No, like just here's what I like about this piece, and you know, it says she yearns to be devoured, temptress of the night, longing for that one to match her appetite. But here's what she stands up to be seen. His tongue finds her tonight. Like, that visual for me, like, and again, like I said, this is, the whole piece is a metaphor for the clitoris. And she's standing up to be seen, that big, hard, throbbing, red, hot.
Lord.
You know? Yes. So, yeah, and that's what this is. I mean, I could say it in another way, but I chose to say it with metaphor.
No. Well, we are, you know, we are sapiosexual, so, you know, the metaphors are the best. We want to use our imagination, you know. We want to be, you know, close our eyes and be able to see it. And, you know, so it's all good. It's all good. But, thank you for that. But as I was saying earlier, you know, perhaps depending on the time, you know, and how many callers come through, we might bring you back in here and give you time to find that.
So do you like the poem better now that you knew that what it was all about, that you knew that
it
was the clitoris?
Oh, I knew what it was about.
It went by so damn fast.
We knew.
Just saying those last two lines makes me just, you know, she stands up to be seen.
Yeah, girl. That's why I wanted to hear them last two lines again, because it was like him putting his finger down there and just touching it a little bit and then pulling it out. That's what you did to me. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh.
You did. So deep.
Wow.
It was like. Yeah. But it was
all right. Well, I'm going to get to work on this. I better make it a little more. Like, I'm just. I guess that's just the way I write. But I could maybe throw something in it. But yeah, this one. This is probably, this little poem here is probably one of my favorite ones because it is entirely about Miss Clit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right now. Well, all right. Wow.
All right,
ladies. Well, we're going to send you to the Love Lounge, Honey Bun, with
Poetic
and Brother O. And thank you so much. And we hope to get back to you. You know what I'm saying? One love,
well,
one night. Right?
Lacking on finishing it up. I'm about halfway through, so.
All right.
One love, one night.
Oh. Ooh. Well, what? Damn. It ended so abruptly. It was almost like, damn, you just pulled out before you finished.
That's what I'm saying. It was like he stuck his finger, you know, like I'm laying back and I'm ready, and he stuck his finger down there and tickled her a little bit and pulled it out and said, I got to go. Well, wait a minute.
I know, right? Okay, so deep. I'm ready to bring on the third sexy diva of Epiphany. What say you?
Oh, please. Without delay.
All right. Without further ado, this is Queen Simmons. What's going
on,
diva?
Hey, ladies. How are you guys doing? It's getting hot in here. I had to open a window. Oh, Lady Annie. I was just like, listen, that piece, the imagery was so vivid. I agree, she did. That was a little bit of like a little bit of like a, let me just put
a
the head in.
Tell her.
I love it though. I love it because it's like the just giving, but the idea of giving the clitoris the full stage for once. She does not get enough attention in most situations.
Okay,
that is true. That is true. Yeah.
But the imagery in that too.
Okay.
Right.
Loved it. I
yeah,
loved
that
it.
Was that was really good. Right.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Diva. Diva, the question for you tonight is, have you fulfilled everything on your sexual bucket list, if you have one?
Do not have a bucket list per se, but like you guys were saying earlier about entering, you know, your sexual prime at a certain age. It's like I'm at the age where it's like I want all the smoke. I want all the, you know, the romance, kisses, the playing with your imagination, you know, loss of inhibition. Yeah, before it was like, you know, be afraid to ask for that. But now I feel like I'm entering a stage where I'm like, yeah, no, I want all
that. You can demand that. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, indeed.
right. That's what's up. Are you a no-hold bars woman?
Hold on 1 second.
I mean, are you? Okay.
Charger,
yeah, it's right there.
Thank you. You can say that he has it.
Okay.
Love you.
There you go. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry about that.
So, yeah, I was just asking a question. Are you sexually liberated? I mean, are you very liberal about sex now that you're the age that you are?
Am I liberal about it? Mm-hmm. No, but I feel like there's an openness to a new experiences that I've never had before.
Okay.
With not everything, you know. I'm, you know, still got to keep your pH balance.
Absolutely. Don't mind me.
But you got to be careful. We're still grown-ups. We're still responsible. But, like, yeah, I'm open to try more things than I ever allow myself to imagine were possible. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you used to letting someone else take the lead and you kind of just
absolutely
conform, and now you're like, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, now.
With one person, you know, y'all can try all kinds of goodies.
That's true. That is very true.
Yeah.
That's true. So in that sense, yeah, I think there is a liberation. It's still, you know, I'm still taking tentative steps, I should say, but it's like I do. I feel like, yes, I want all of those experiences that you imagine in your head and you just tell yourself, you know, you can't, it's inappropriate to ask for certain things, you know. Have you ever went through those times in your life where you just feel like certain parts of your sexuality are just taboo. You don't really ask for what you want. You don't really say what you want. But yeah, that's what I mean. So yeah, liberated in that sense, where it's like, if, yeah, let's yeah, for one person.
You want to get rid of your, you want to be open and not be so inhibited anymore. Be so afraid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a minute,
exactly.
But girl, once you find a partner that will let you be completely naked, mind, body, and soul, and you just, everything is just organic, you know, there's no question, no second guessing. You just go ahead and make those moves and kiss in those places where you would have been apprehensive about. You touch, you put your hands in those places, and you just are free to, I mean, just free with that person. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
All right, I'm going somewhere else right now, and it's not
fair. I see.
You got to give us some deliciousness in that piece that you brought, because we know you about to do the thing to us.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a big... Yes.
Okay. All right.
Let's sing it both and give her the mic.
Okay. All right.
The mic is yours.
Okay. This is not an ordinary love. It's no ordinary crush, no ordinary love affair. It's more than just physical touch. This is liquid stardust in my blood, desire itching under my skin from your memory, etching exquisite expletives and hieroglyphs. Clip my wings to it, snip any idea of exit since that first electric kiss. Bury my picture in your attic, christened my forehead in wet blessings. I ain't going nowhere after this. This is it. This is extraordinary and ever praying. This is the oldest and fleshiest form of alchemy. Creation birthed through your oneness with me. The portal to your dreams. Birthing full fruit, heavy with juice. See, we don't just make love. We make beautiful music. We make passionate kisses capable of blending dimensions, full mouth, full out, until the corners are stretched out. We make ley lines across miles of skin, guiding and gliding our way through pleasure principles with intentional lips. We make prayers out of greedy hands, remembering anxious bodies through states of undress and caresses. We make a fucking mess. We give thanks. We give in, we get full, nothing is forbidden, all juice, full fruit. We light fireworks with fire water, we make fireflies fueled by bioluminescence, wet with lumen, illuminated by a voyeuristic moon. We rock the sun awake. Yeah, we make shit bone shattering and cataclysmic. We don't just make love, we make magnificence. We make kisses electric and violent, anxious mouths full of mayhem, a belligerent showing of affection. Yes, this is souls moaning in unison, wailing in retribution. This is healing light work through a light touch and toxic teeth and nails, unearthing buried pleasures. This is a tribal motion whose sole focus is to close in on the distance to create a deeper closeness. This is orgasmic. This is orgasm that connects belly to cerebellum. This is me claiming every inch of your skin as mine, wrapping myself around every inch like ivy vines. This is a connection of masculine and feminine energy. This is divinity, and it's all I've ever wanted. See, this love is legendary. This ain't no ordinary love affair. Our coupling is significant. We don't get love, baby. We make magnificence. And that's that piece.
You said something about I'm stating that now your body is mine or something like that. I'm thinking, girl, look.
Yeah.
Clear that is. Your body is mine.
I do that. This is me claiming every inch of your skin is mine. Yeah.
Every inch. Ooh. Girl, can you imagine if you told a man that? He'd be like, oh, yeah, it's on a cracking.
Right.
Okay.
Let me take the socks off first. Let me take the socks off.
I know, right?
Lord. Nice plug.
Right. Mm-hmm. Show love. That one. That's that.
Appreciate
what you got for that
deal? Okay. You know what? Now, I don't know who he is that's coming my way, but I don't talk some shit to him like this. You see, y'all have intentional lips. We make a fucking mess. We rock the sun awake. Soul moaning in unison. Connect belly to cerebellum. Really? Girl, I'm a whisper. I'm a talk bitch. I'm a shit talker. And I'm going to be all in his, Lord, That was absolutely delicious. Talk dance. You see, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all told you she's the beat. Yes. Came in here and rocked that shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Go ahead.
Girl.
Like, yeah. Absolutely. Like, Lord.
That piece was so. I mean, I didn't expect anything less from you. And
exactly. It's on.
I appreciate it so much. You guys are so awesome.
Thank you. Well, you know what? While we got you on the line, why don't you tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Gladly. So this Monday at 9 p.m., join me in King and Queen's Quarters. The topic is feel it in the air. So those pieces that are reminiscing, and you just, you know, speaking of the universe around you, we welcome those sort of pieces, and that's going to be this Monday, 9 p.m., King and Queen's Quarters. Make sure that you join us. Back to you, lady.
All right. Thank you so much. Ooh, can't wait. All right, lady. Well, Queen Simmons, we are going to escort you into the Love Lounge with Poetic Brother O and Lady A. And thank you so much for stopping by, Jeff. You are amazing. Yeah. Trust me. Amazing. All right.
Thank you, guys. All right.
All right,
love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Woo! Girl!
Some
tours for the... Yeah.
Diva, how about we, before we do a station identification break, or you want to do that first and then we bring Poetic back up in here for a little bit?
Yeah, let's do the ID and then we'll roll right back to him.
Okay.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right. All right, Diva. It's time to bring Poetic back. I wonder if he got a Louboutin off yet. But let's check and see. Okay. Poetic.
I was thinking about that too. Yeah. Oh. So, hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey. So, are you ready to give us the rundown for the week?
Sure, it would be my pleasure.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, join J-Rob and myself tomorrow night for the Get Down. We may have a very short show because we'd like to honor Pretty Paws, Angela Suntoucher Patterson, who Angela Suntoucher, who just passed. And Wolf Alves is doing a special tribute show starting tomorrow night at 10 p.m. So we will all go over for that. But Friday night is the return of Renaissance Poetry with your hosts Keith, Eric, Kimbrella, Renee, and Trisha Stanberry. Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy with your host La Perola Negra. Sunday night's the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and Alonzo. Monday night, you just heard Queen Simmons for King and Queen's Quarters. Make sure you tune in. Tuesday night is going to be one of my hobby's great shows, whether it be War Council, Honey Dripper, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, and all that good stuff, Happy New Year. Whatever show he decides he wants to bring, Marvel versus DC, you know how my hobby get down. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another fine installment of The Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Mm.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
all
you.
Right, all right. Mm. Well, all right. So we're going to slide you back in, and maybe if we got good time, we might bring you in for another piece. How about that?
I mean, you got to clear that with Kalinda. She, you know, she's monopolizing.
That must mean you got the Louboutins off. Okay, I understand.
Them's definitely off. Definitely off.
I'm going to tell you something about the color red, is it not? With those Aries, you know?
Baby.
I know. That's what's up.
Stop a man from speaking. I just want to look at that point.
All right. Ooh, all right then. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
You know what? I can't even walk in Louboutin, so forget it. I'm glad Kalinda could handle it.
I can walk from the closet to the bed.
There you go. Exactly. That's where I'm at. Well, Diva, how about a song for us, lady?
All right, let me see what I got here. How about this?
Be too grown to be playing. I want you to call out my name. I'll look you dead in your eyes as I gently kiss between your thighs. Girl, don't you run from me. I won't stop until I know, stop until I know that you came from me. You can start off on the floor, be it to the soul. And I won't stop until you scream you had enough. Now that I got you right just where I want you, I won't waste your time, I'ma do what I'm supposed to do. Oh, I'll have you screaming out. Whoa. Take my time as I swim on in your ocean. Now,
I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I am Miss VIP, and I'm here with my bedroom voice diva, La Perla Negra. Oh, diva.
Yeah.
You know, I love this topic. I find myself very, I'm very curious about people, and got to see some, got to hear some stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
You see that back there?
I've always been curious. Always about people and certain things. Yeah, and, definitely. Absolutely.
Oof. Well, I gotta, I was just thinking about when the cops came knocking, but woof, I think I'm almost wrung out. I'm trying to tell you. But let's see. Let's do it any old way. I'll lay it on you. That's a nice little bedtime and, you know, a little story. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Before I could knock on your door, you opened it, pulled me in, kissed me like you were hungry. And I got caught up in your embrace. Before I could breathe again, you told me to lift my arms and eased off my dress and my bra and panties. And I quickly inhaled when your lips touched my skin. I began to melt, no duress, because I know when the night is through, you'll make me come over and over again on you. Your nakedness makes me drool. And I'm ready for you to rule over me. Your dominance comes in waves. Your hands touch me gently. My face, my breast, curve of my hips. Baby, you quickly touch your finger to my lips. Then continued your forage on the rest of me. I begin to swoon and try to keep steady. Then you go to your knees, lift my leg, and your tongue begins to speak, making me moan, ecstasy, making me weak. I couldn't wait much longer. Then you entered me, made love to me. I began to burn. I climaxed quickly, panting as a sheen appeared on my skin. Suddenly, the tide started to turn, and it morphed into fucking. I got wetter, and you kept wanting more, marinating in my juices. I began to moan loudly. Then you started to pound me, astound me, and I screamed. Then you shout, "You're coming." And then the cops came knocking. That's that piece.
Well, damn. I wasn't ready. It was delicious, though. That's for sure.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Oh, Lord. That was yummy. Okay, Diva.
Well, thank y'all. That's one of my favorites. So I just thought I'd lay on that, give people something to think about as they try to go to sleep.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, that was good.
You got something delicious for us to listen to.
I don't know if it's as delicious as that, but it's something. Okay. Yeah, I got something.
All right. Well, you're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Flowing and Overflowing. I love the way you taste from head to toe. So
to pick a part of him as my favorite to taste, I would have to search the memory of my taste buds in the moment. God, every inch of him is just so good. But I do favor the flavor from the warmth of his explosion across my tongue, warming my throat. Because I not only taste his inner flavor, I taste his moans and his movement. As his soul calls my name when he releases and fills my mouth. He's delicious. Because when my body calls to him, he allows me to taste him anywhere, anytime. One of my favorite places to taste him is when he places his member wrapped up and squeezed right between his thick ass. He does this thing where he's been all up in me, coating it with pussy juice. He keeps me sloshy wet. He flicks and sucks my nipples and then tells me to put them together, baby, as he slides it up my stomach, pushing straight through my breast to wide open lips. Stuck him right in. I love how it glides with ease between my breath, in and out, and in and out, and filling my mouth with a delicious explosion. Body calls to me. His energy is the key, pulling me to his mouth, because I am his favorite flavor.
Girl. Yeah. I had to sit here and fan a minute. I needed to turn my fan on, girl. On high. I needed to turn on high, but okay. Woo. Mercy.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did, girl. Look. There's a lot of moaning going up in there.
Yes.
So, what you think, Diva? Shall we maybe do a fly around or just
Yeah.
Only 20 minutes
yeah,
to the
hour.
All right.
I think we got time. Yeah.
All right. So we try to pull Poetic away from those that red outfit that she got on.
Absolutely. She's loyal. She'll be waiting for him when he comes back.
Okay. Poetic.
Well, hello. Hello. Hold on, baby.
Hey.
I'll be right back.
Hey. She letting you go? All right now.
So we're curious.
Do you have another piece?
Yeah.
Would you say?
I do.
All right.
I do. The mic is yours. Thank you. Out of all the flowers in the Garden of Eden, I picked you so that I could wet your petals. Just like the morning dew when it touches you, I yearn to make you wet. Not forget how I wish to use the stem of my rod, rooted in the soil of ecstasy, just to nurture you and make you grow. Come with me into the oasis of heaven, so we can intertwine our stems of lust and release the air we breathe into breaths of pleasure. Feel me pruning the blemishes of pain, just so I can be like the rays of sunshine and warm your soul. Just so you can release your rivers of pleasure unto my parched desert hardness. In your flower bed is where I want to come. No matter the time of day, I want to taste your nutrients, the natural ones that God told me about. All the herbs in your garden I desire to eat, so the vitamins I absorb through your seeds will make me grow. And I become this towering shade of life, waiting to hold captive your essence, while the tree of life calls out to me, and the tree of knowledge frowns upon me, because no amount of fig leaves would ever cover my nakedness, and God would talk to me in the coolness of my day. The only difference is I would never tell him it was the woman he gave me, unless it was to announce my esteemed pleasure. One thing's for sure, I will go forth and share the multiplication of my seeds. I just won't have any offspring, but the pure act of this God-given sacrament, just so we can become intertwined and grow into wet desires. From the mind of Poetic.
Damn, that made my mouth juicy.
Wait a minute now. No amount of fig leaves will cover it. Hey, come on now. I just got stuck, and I'm just going. I ain't gonna lie. I just got stuck. I'm gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave it like that.
I don't think I salivated all through the whole show. Now, damn. Ooh, Lord. That was delicious.
Well, if you remember when Adam was caught in sin, he blamed the woman that God gave him.
He sure did. Sure.
And when she and I are going to be caught into sin, ain't no way I'm going to blame her. It's all me.
There you go. All righty then. Thank you again. I think I'm just going to send you back to Kalinda. I really do. I can't. Yeah.
She just poured me another drink.
Oh, dang.
I'm not even going to tell you what she did, but I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go.
All right. All right, then. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, wait. Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm ready to jump back into the next country. Let's go back to Lady A. All right. Lady A.
Yeah.
We're back. I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay,
yes,
well, I hope this will pass your test because I think it's...
I'm sure it will.
It doesn't have a name. It doesn't have a title yet, so...
That's okay.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Awaken to stirrings of unknown origin. No understanding of the heat. The heat was there, coursing through my thighs into a place hidden, too young to know what it was all about. He was 32, I was 19. Don't be afraid. Let me lead. Fingers and tongue explore. Relax. Legs shaking, sensations can't be ignored. Thighs beg, give me more. Hips rise to meet his encore. Moans and screams and breathless dreams, pussy creams. Musician plays his bass guitar and pussy transforms into a jaguar. Lights on to see each thrust, watch his girth plunge in me combust. Waves continue to ebb and flow. He insists I again let go, squirming with each lick. He then uses his fingertips at the brink of volcanic eruption. His thickness is my corruption. End piece.
His thickness is my corruption. Goddamn. I like
Come on
her.
Now.
You know that what? Line. I wish I'd have thought of that. It was well worth the wait.
Yes, it was.
My corruption. Oh, telling you right now, Diva, I'm still in that line. Somehow, somewhere, it's going to come out again. Yes. That was delicious. I like that. Shit, I'm writing it down.
Good. I'm glad. That's
true. And here my mouth wide open. I'm like, wait a minute. What? She said that? That was hot. Girl, go back in that love lounge and have yourself another drink.
Wow.
All right. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Diva, I'm going to find me a fitness to corrupt me.
Okay. Damn. Sheesh. Diva.
Yes, I see.
You know what? Can't help but love.
Yeah, we
just got New York John.
Yeah.
Iron Man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Mojave. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
Hey. I wasn't ready.
None of us was ready.
You just not ready. Well, we just saw you, so why you not ready? We know you really ready.
What are you talking about?
We know you got
What are you talking about? What did you just say? This unbridled silkiness that I happen to be encountering. Your energy. Oh, my God. What are you doing?
How you doing, huh?
Good. I was trying to get it together so I can read this poem, but you know, it was like I was moving slow. I'm just gonna have to do something that I wasn't prepared to do.
Well, let me tell you this. I'm sure whatever that you do will be just fine.
It will be, because you know I like to
That's
be
exactly
a
right.
little bit. No, I like to be a little bit more prepared. I didn't know I was coming up that quick. I was just like just remembering what happened. I said, "Oh, I gotta hop up in here as quickly as possible. It's important." Let me see.
Well, Diva, well, can my Diva ask you the question first?
Yeah, she
please. Okay, Diva.
Mojave, or should I address you as King Drip? Have you fulfilled everything on your sexual bucket list, if in fact you have one?
No.
No?
I have not.
Oh.
I'm very close.
I'm very close. You getting close?
I'm close. I'm close.
Oh.
I think that can happen. I'm working on it. I believe, you know, given the woman for Christmas, I believe that all fantasies or ideas of whatever fantasy that happens to be can or come true. I have no fear. You know, time is short, life is short. I'm pretty sure if I utter anything that comes out into it, as it is that what I desire, I'm pretty sure I will be fulfilled. So, I don't worry. I'll wait.
Huh. Well, all right.
I hear you.
I'm intrigued.
Okay. Absolutely.
Would you all like me to read this piece?
Please do without delay, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, let me run this back. I am thinking of the way that you purse your lips before you kiss me, the joy in your eyes when you see me. Much like the sunshine that comes when I think of you. Got me wanting to kiss you on your neck, sit you on my lap, and let me sup on you, taste you, touch you until you feel me deeply. I am over here dreaming of you, dreaming. My hands are a poor substitute for your touch. I am making them dance to the memory of you. My fingers are not nearly as electric as yours or adept, causing my aura and chakra, the chroma, sunspots at midnight, flamenco sketches, blowing horns that make us horny, a love supreme, learning that the real intimacy spiritually is the way we connect and align, sky flight, and find each other in exchange sublime. It is the way that you write me, script me with your hips, brush with pubis, Isis, my Osiris, orgasmic hieroglyphs, superlative now wetness, swift. Missing your kiss, smile, your energy, how you cover me in a touch of way that your voice comforts me, makes me stand tall and proud, gets me in my feels, feeling the love that you generate and radiate. Makes me wake up with you on my mind, with a smile on my heart. Yes, indeed. I miss your warmth, the way that you meditate over me, push my chakras, push your love, your yoni energy, keeping me enthralled, whispering spirit like a memory. My heart will dance for you. Foxtrots, the way my heart dances for you. Waltzes, merengue, kisses with lips shaped in the way that they was made for me. And I like the way that you were shaped, like your lips were made. Hug me like you were breathing air, lay next to me, making dreams true like sunrises or orange or red that sunlit sides of blue. And all I can say is that I miss you. You're the part that completes my whole, the rhythm of soul, the heat that I feel in a world so cold. I wear your touch bold, emblazoned in my eyes a throne, and there you are, seated, regal in my mind's eye, adorned with love, fly. You speak the language of the spirits, you fly. And when I enter you, you feel so incredibly. You envelop me, develop my love's passion, my passion, into sweet droplets, remembering rain on twilight, huge skin, delight or sin. You take away my innocence. Your tongue is a solid measure, measuring in licks, ounces of flesh while hips pound and climaxes scream. My kettle kettles whistling for I kindle so you can burn, baby burn. As long as I'm willing to teach, I love that you're willing to learn. Let me earn all of your orgasms. The chasm that we jump from pain to pleasure, to peace. You are the sweetest release. You are the sweetest release.
Wow. Wow.
Really? You know what, you just got away with words that makes a woman not only feel beautiful, but desired, and Lord, even your eroticism is just beautiful. I love that, Lord. That's what I was writing down. I was writing down another piece and made me forget the line. Bam!
Yes. What a beautiful ending.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and you do have a way with words, but it's the way you deliver them, too, because, you know, I'm either swooning or I'm halfway falling off the couch. It can go either way. But mostly I'm swooning. It could go either way. It could. But normally I'm swooning. So, I mean, you know, swoon worthy, most definitely. That was beautiful.
Well, I'll take it. I will take
all
it.
All right. Well, before we let you go, and tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Well, glad you asked me that question. Hold on for a second. Because over here, looking for something. Okay, wait a second. Keep this going. Okay. On the Epiphany Radio universe, a.k.a. the Starship, as we boldly go where poems have never gone before, a For Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off. Baby, baby, next Tuesday will be Flash Week Open Mic with a concentrated focus on mental health and how it affects poetry and how we use poetry to heal. I have, from the galaxy of poets, Ty Black, a constant mental health check-in genius that does his IG every Monday, so you can check in and talk about your mental health. But he's also a superb and incredible poet. And then also from the state of Maryland, well, actually Washington, D.C., encouraged poet, who is also a mental health person who also advocates for good mental health. And we're going to have them on last week, having a tough conversation about mental health, poetry. This is overall dopeness here on Flash Beat, where we encourage you to hear some of the poets that you may not know, but you will get to know. And they're going to flaunt that new style of speak here on the Pithy Radio Universe, the Starship, a For Real Entertainment Network. Mm-hmm. Take your song off. A baby, baby.
Baby, all right. Baby. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be tuning into that one, most definitely. I'm sure I got to thank, I literally have to thank
King Atterbury for the inspiration, because I said, wait a second, you know, I'm always like, let's swing for the fences. Let's sing for the stars. Let's put something out there and just do everything else. So this month is very exciting for me because the qualitative amount of poetry that is going to be done on this here network is going to be amazing. Much like tonight, much like tomorrow, much like Friday, much like Saturday, much like Sunday, much like Monday. Hey, that's what we do over here. We just do qualitative poetry work. I love you guys for this space and for just being outstanding and amazing people. Love you guys. You guys are amazing.
Oh, we love you.
Love you too.
Oh. You know, I feel about you now. Tiffany is the thing. That's the whole thing. You got to love everybody on the show at work. They dopest, excuse my language, they're dopest motherfucking shit. You cannot find the great set of people that really rocks out the way that they do. Amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, and buy Van's new book. Buy Van's new book.
I'm starting absolutely.
Buy his new book.
That's right. That book. All right, Hal. Well, thank you so much, honey. We do appreciate you coming by and dropping that moonworthy piece on us. Yes. Thank you. We appreciate you. We really appreciate you. So with that, we're going to send you to the Love Lounge and get that nightcap, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, there.
One love, one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just thank y'all so much for stopping by. Those who listened streaming, we appreciate you. Really do. Without you, mainly there is no us. So y'all just keep on listening and keep tuning in and keep coming to see us and have some fun. because next week is guaranteed. It's going to be on. So God bless you guys. Stay safe. Diva.
Yeah, what she said. You know, there's something I've been wanting to tell everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not only just have respect for one another, continue to get that good relationship going with yourself, but be kind to yourself, okay? Because that relationship you develop with yourself, you're going to have it for the rest of your life. So, yeah, just be kind to yourself, all right?
Yeah.
And be safe. Everybody be safe. And with that, thank you, Diva. Oh, man, you're awesome. And with that, everybody, I'm going to take us out with this. I'm going to say peace. Take us out with this.
I've been going chilling for the west side. You might catch me rolling where the grass rides. Ain't no opposition, I'm the best ride. I might take my city on a test drive.
But your past don't exist. Got a pad on your list. Got a pad on your lot. Calabasas ain't the move. That's where everybody live. Plus the mountain is hot. You forgot what you got.
Hold up. No sense. I recommend I'm on with acoustics. I recommend a beer for the juices. I recommend you live where the truth is. Psychedelic views and infinity pools. You're checking out. Once I sweat them edges out. Head down like vanity. I got the fuck ups. I got the damage fees. I got the gold dust. I got the anesthesia. When you chose us, it's in a fantasy. We about to go up. See at the end of me. Never got no love, but understanding me. Maybe can mold us. And
baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Take all my coin, do you promise to stay? If I give you my heart, would you throw it away? Do you mean what you say when you tell me you love me? Do you really? Do you really?